Hello? Is this Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins. You spoke with Angel the other day about a property you're thinking about selling?
Yes.
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time, or is this okay?
No, I was just getting up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't wake you.
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Now, so let's see here. This house is looks like a little brick house. Little brick house with a driveway on the right-hand side. That sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, do you have a basement too?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this a house that are you living in it? Are you used to live in it?
Yes, I used to live in it.
Okay, and you just moved out about 9 months ago, I think they said.
59 years ago, to tell you the truth.
You moved out 59 years ago?
Yes.
Oh. Who's been occupying the house for the last 59 years?
It's been rented.
Oh, okay.
Rented as a double apartment.
Oh, okay. But they've moved out.
No, I moved them out.
You moved them out, okay. You got them out of there.
Yes, and got it cleaned up.
So it's ready to rent.
Yes. Maybe a few little minors, like little things.
Right. When you say it's a double apartment, do you have it set up as like a unit upstairs and one downstairs or something?
It's 5 bedrooms, 3 and 3 baths. Kitchen, living room, and den. And it was the mother living upstairs, and her daughter and the two sons had the 2 bedrooms upstairs and the downstairs apartment. And they wanted it to where they could walk through and go up to mama.
Uh-huh.
So we removed the window, and that went into a hall, and then there's 2 bedrooms and a bath upstairs. And
uh-huh.
The downstairs was the second apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the condition of the house. Does it need any work?
It's in great condition. The only thing when he was working on it last, he seen a leak, and he got his tarp over it. It's on the back side, and it goes a little leak or a little valley goes into the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And he put a tarp over it until he can get over there and get it covered, and he just hadn't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's in perfect shape. It's flat, it's hardwood floors, except for one room, and it's got carpet in it.
Uh-huh.
And 3 bathrooms, all are working in good condition.
Uh-huh.
And the downstairs hot water heaters are 2 in a separate area by themselves. And it's nice. It's a nice place.
Good. It sounds like it. What's going on has you thinking about selling it?
My age.
Oh, okay.
And my husband passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's the reason.
Okay. Have you thought about how much you wanted to get for it?
I tell you what, I was asking, because they told me, said, Mom, you need to put it up for sale. So I was asking 85 plus half of the rent for the, not for the rent, for the papers and things that I have to fill out up on sale. And I'm sure you're familiar with that.
You mean closing costs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. And how did you come up with that number, 85?
That's just what I think. It's worth a lot more than that.
Uh-huh.
But that's the number that I said, well, I'll just go ahead and, you know, because at my age, I'm not going to be here too much longer.
You never know.
No, but I'm just tired of real estate.
Do you have other properties, or is this the only one you got left?
No, I still got 1, 2, 3.
You got 3, huh?
3 others.
Uh-huh. Are you wanting to sell them all or just this one right now?
Well, I'm just going to sell this one right now, and then I'll see how things go with this one, and then I'll look at selling the others.
Okay. Let me take a look here and see what all I can find. But
okay.
I'm trying to pull up and see what other similar houses are selling for.
Uh-huh.
Their house is a little unique. It's bigger than a lot of the other ones in the neighborhood.
It is.
You probably know that.
Yes.
Because most of the houses around there are selling in the 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. But they're smaller houses, right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Let's see here. Have you ever thought about owner financing that house? So if you have the cash flow, but you don't have to deal with tenants.
Well, when the ones lived in it, they usually just took care of it themselves. And
right, I'm with you. But what you could do is, if you don't want to deal with tenants anymore, I could probably give you what you're asking if you would be interested in financing it. And we could make payments to you, but it would be, and you're even going to get interest on your money, right? Because I'm guessing the house is paid for.
Oh, yes.
Well, if you've owned it that long, you've probably depreciated it down where you're going to have quite a big tax bill when you sell this property.
Well, I usually take care of the taxes.
I understand. I'm talking about income taxes when you sell this asset.
Uh-huh.
When you sell the property, if you've got a CPA doing your taxes, you've depreciated this property down, and you probably don't have a whole lot of what they call basis in it. So when you sell it, it's going to be 100% gain, and you're going to pay taxes based on that $80,000. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
And if you're, I don't know what you're going to do with the money, but if you're just going to stick it in the banks aren't really paying. Go ahead.
Maybe for a year, and then reinvested in something.
Okay. Well, if you don't have any basis, if you've owned it this long, you're not going to have any basis left on it, and you're going to have a pretty big tax bill, right? Even if it's a long-term capital gain tax bill, if you sell it for 80 and you pay 15% in taxes, that's $12,000 in taxes coming right off the top, which is the long-term capital gains rate. But
right.
if you sell it, let's say you sell it to me, and I can pay you exactly what you're asking for it, $80,000. Let's say $80,000. And, you know, if you put your money in the bank, they're not going to pay you but maybe 1%, right?
Right.
And the mortgage interest rates right now are around 4 to 5%. So if I paid you 5%, right, and then you financed it, we set it up for say 20 years, you'd get $527 a month cleared without having to deal with. Now you're not responsible for the taxes, the property taxes, and you're not responsible for insurance on the property. And you'll have cash flow for the next 20 years. And if you're not around for 20 years, you've got an asset that you can leave to your heirs, and they won't have to manage it like a rental property. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying.
Is that anything you might be interested in, or would you rather just pay the taxes?
Well, I'd rather just pay the taxes and get rid of it.
Oh, so even if you sold it for $80,000, you're going to pay $12,000 in taxes, so you're only going to net, you know, like, what is that, $78,000?
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, selling it to an investor, you can't sell it for $80,000 anyway. I probably need to be around in the low to mid 60s, something like that, to be able to make it work for a cash sale. But if you'd be willing to finance it, which would save you $12,000 on taxes, and you would still get cash flow every month, and you would have an asset that you can leave to your heirs, if the loan outlives you. So that would be a 20-year passive income with no tenants, trash, toilets, and termites.
Well, let me ask you something. What if you bought the property, what are you planning on doing with it?
What we would do with it is we would go in and do any little updates, and I know it's in good shape, but we would probably update it for a retail-type property, right? Maybe put in some nice countertops, maybe put in some nice cabinets, make sure, it's got a good upgraded carpet, good landscaping and everything. And then we would put it on the market and list it. But it might take 6 to 12 months for it to sell, but we would, that's what we do. We buy properties, fix them up and sell them, or buy them, fix them up and rent them out. And this being the size house it is, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you can't do yourself. If you wanted to do that, you could go spend a little extra money, get it in good tip-top shape where somebody that wanted to own it would want to have an interest in it. And then you could list it with a realtor for 6 to 12 months and wait for the right buyer to come along. And then once they get financing approved and once the house appraised and then once it passes inspection, then you would be able to close and get your money. But out of that money would come commissions and closing costs, and you're still going to end up owing taxes anyway. The advantage of working with somebody like me is I got a couple options. I can pay you a lower price, all cash, or I can pay you what you want with owner financing, and you're still going to have cash flow and no huge tax bill. How does that sound to you?
That sounds a little better, but let me think about it, because I've had several people, I put the sale signs up in the yard. I got two over there, but I've had several people stopping by and wanting it.
Uh-huh.
So see if I can get it. So that's why I'm kind of hesitating to see what they're going to do.
Well, and I can certainly understand that, and I want you to be able to get as much money out of it as you can. If I can't help you, if I can't buy the house, then maybe I can help you and give you some ideas, and that's a good idea to put a for sale sign like that, as long as you get a person that either has cash or can go get the financing, right?
Right. Well, I have one that brought the money, but she says she's afraid of driveway going around, and it's a little bit high on the back.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid somebody run off in there, and I lived there all them years, and nobody run off in there. But
right.
She's smart, but she don't want to have to face the fact that somebody might drive off of the edge of the driveway and have an accident.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't make sense.
She wants the driveway pulled down in the back, and then she said she wanted to be in there for Christmas. So I thought I'd give you a call and see how you felt about it.
Sure. Well, you talk to her, and if you can't work it out where she don't want you to move the driveway, then let's talk in the next few days, and we'll see what we can work out, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Good. Well, my name is Larry with Neighborhood Housing. And this is my number here. Probably came up on your phone. So So you just feel free to call me back. If I don't hear from you, I'll give you a call in a few days.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you now. You take care now.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.